Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Language used by radio personality Michael Savage against the immigrant community.
Supervisor Sandoval.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, I rise at this point to ask for a roll call vote on this matter. And I know it's late in the day, but I want to ask for a roll call vote because I want to point out that a single vote against this resolution would effectively kill it. Sending it to committee is essentially killing it. If we send it to committee and we wait until late in September, I think that the people who have lined up behind this resolution will essentially lose the momentum they have.
Now let's pause right there. That's the voice of the Bolshevik supporter of illegal aliens, Supervisor Gerardo Sandoval, who is really operating as a pimp for much stronger powers than him. He's a little puppet pimp operating behind the scenes for a lawyer who works out of the Mission District, who represents big money coming out of this country, probably from George Soros. We'll give you all the names today. But I want you to hear what these vermin did today. These blight on free speech. Listen to these scum of the earth who support beating people in public, people being whipped, people being hung, people being abused in public in front of churches, and these scum of the earth condemn Michael Savage. Listen to this today.
Item 18 is a resolution condemning defamatory language used by radio personality Michael Savage against the immigrant community.
Same house, same call. The resolution is adopted.
Now, that's the voice of a man named Peskin. Peskin said, same house, same voice. The resolution is adopted. Hey, Peskin. You're a shame to the Jewish people, Peskin. You've cursed your family name forever. You're a cowardly eunuch of a Bolshevik. You're a pestilence on the Jews, Peskin. You're a pestilence on the First Amendment, Peskin. You're a pestilence on everything that's honorable and dignified, Peskin. And now let's play the prayer for the dead for Peskin. He's a walking golem. He has no soul, in my opinion. Play the prayer for the dead for Peskin. We're praying over your dead soul, you Bolshevik scum sucking vermin, you. All right, we just prayed over a dead soul, a walking golem, a little eunuch of a Bolshevik on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Now we're going to do one for the good Catholics on the board. Let me tell you something, Michelle Alioto Pier. Your grandfather, Joe Alioto, would roll over in his grave if he heard how low you had fallen to stab Michael Savage in the back like this. You're a fraud. You're a shame on the Alioto name. You've cursed your own family name forever. Let me tell you, your name shall live in infamy, not mine. And the same for all of you on the Board of Supervisors. You're all a bunch of freaks and frauds. You support people beating each other up in the street in front of your Catholic churches, and then you go and eat the wafer on Sunday. What does that make you? And I want to tell you something else. What happened today in San Francisco is a mark of a blight on the church. It's a mark of blight on the police department. It's a blight upon the Italian-American community. It's a blight upon the Jewish-American community. It's a blight upon the Irish-American communities, none of whom voiced one word of opposition. They are nothing. They stand for nothing. And let me tell you something else, in case you people don't know it. We are living in a world where each man stands on his own. Nobody will be there for you when you need them. Nobody will be there for you. There is no support for communities such as you think exist. There is no community. There is no Savage Nation. You don't exist. These communist Bolshevik swine exist because the money comes from out of the country, from the Mexican drug lords, from George Soros probably, and from other nefarious sources. Make no mistake about it. All the people who I thought were my friends are not my friend. I will never, ever eat at any of their restaurants again. I will never, ever talk to any of them again. They don't need me and I don't need them. But I will tell you again, the worst of them is this Peskin, a cowardly eunuch of a Bolshevik who is a pestilence on his family name and a pestilence on the Jewish people. That's all I'm going to say. This is an orchestrated attack upon voices of dissent in this country. Make no mistake about it. On the House floor, they condemned Limbaugh. Here in San Francisco, where they support whipping people in front of churches, and Big Pelosi, the Italian-American grandmother, says that beating people with chains and beating people up in front of churches wearing leather does not harm Christianity because she believes in the First Amendment. Well, I got news for all of you liars out there. You self-satisfied, fraudulent liars, all of you. My staff called Pelosi's office for a comment and said, do you believe in free speech? Yes or no? They would not have a comment. She doesn't believe in free speech. She's a fake through and through. She's a 14-carat gold phony like the rest of these so-called left-wing progressives. Just follow the money. And now I'm going to take a big break, because if you want to see the portraits of the faces of Dorian Gray, of evil, just go on to michaelsavage.com. There they are, and their names shall live in infamy. Michelle Alioto-Pierre, Bevan Dufty, born in New York, New York. Aaron Pesky, born in Berkeley. Ed Jew, thrown off the board because he backed Michael Savage. Tom Ammiano, a disgrace to the Ammiano, in a pair of man's shoes. Jake McGoldrick, place of birth unknown. Sean Elsburn, San Francisco. Sophie Maxwell, African-American, born in San Francisco, doesn't believe in free speech. Ross Mirkarimi, born in Chicago, Illinois, doesn't believe in free speech. Chris Daly, born in Maryland, doesn't believe in free speech. Gerardo Sandoval, birthplace unknown, does not believe in free speech. There's your San Francisco. I spit on all of you. You're vermin. Now I'm going to take a break.
Item 18 is a resolution condemning defamatory language used by radio personality Michael Savage against the immigrant community.
Same house, same call. The resolution is adopted.
That's a prayer for the dead for Peskin, who's a golem, who's walking the earth with no soul. A shame on you, a shame on your family name. You've cursed yourself forever. You shall wander forever without finding a home, Peskin. You're a nobody. You're a non-soul. That's my opinion. Play the prayer for the dead again. I want that rat from Berkeley to hear it. Go ahead, play it again. I want that rat from Berkeley to hear it. And what shall I say about my good friends in the Italian-American community? My good friends for 20 years talking about their community and their churches and their restaurants. What shall I say about all my good friends in the Italian-American community? But worse than that, what should I say about all of my good friends in the Catholic community? The church which I defended since 1994 through thick and through thin. Not one word of support from the Catholic community here or nationally. But let's get even a little more detailed. What about the Jewish community? Not one letter of support, not one word of support. Do you understand what this means? Do you have any idea that if these scum, these Bolsheviks, these petty tyrants, these eunuchs, if they had the power, they would take a man like me and anyone who opposed them and put us in boxcars and send us to a re-education camp or to a death camp, and there would be no support from the church, no support from the Italian community, no support from the Jewish community, no support from the Irish community, no support from the Republican Party. Yes, there's a Republican Party in this city. A bunch of fat old frauds who meet every month somewhere to get drunk together on Manhattans or martinis. That's the sad state of politics in this city. Let me tell you what this is about if you don't know what it's about. Today, the San Francisco Board of Morons, you know, in some ways I could take this as a badge of honor. This is the same group that supports illegal aliens, supports beating people up in public with whips and chains, and calls that a First Amendment right, but not the right to condemn people who've stolen free educations in this country and now want a free citizenship. But let me tell you something. They lost. They lost such big time since this first happened. Yes, they passed their little stupid measure today, their little resolution, sure. But they condemned the U.S. Marines. They've condemned the U.S. military. They've condemned everything patriotic and everything American and everything good. So in many ways, being condemned by this group of scumbags is actually a badge of honor. They are the filth of the earth. But I don't have to tell you that. They are known for that across America. They have cursed their own family names forever and made them, if not into laughing stocks, then into stocks of shame. But what this is today is very interesting. They condemned Michael Savage, whose program originates in San Francisco on KNEW, for so-called hate speech. Now, what I actually said was, if they're going to go on a hunger strike, let them go on a hunger strike if they wish and starve themselves to death if that's what they wish. What these rats did was alter my language and say I said they should be starved to death. It is defamation and defamatory, but I would expect nothing less from Golem like Peskin, who walked the planet without souls because they were cast out from the human race a long time ago. The only place for people like these are in politics. The only place for them are in a corrupt city like San Francisco, which is perhaps the most corrupt city in the United States of America today. This city today is more corrupt than Tammany Hall was in New York during the heydays of corruption. This is the most corrupt city in the United States of America. Now, I could live with corruption, but I cannot live with degradation of this sort, where they will permit people to put bits in their mouth and walk around dressed up as ponies being whipped in front of children, in front of churches, and tell the police they have no right to stop them. Or they have a woman hanging naked in a cage yesterday or Sunday outside a church mocking the cross. And I defended the church. You know what the church gave me? The middle finger, because it's a business. Make no mistake about it. Organized religion is a business. It always has been. It always will be. Whether it's organized Christianity or organized Judaism, it's about butts in the pews. And that's all that matters. So if they get more butts that are illegal in the pews than they can people who are Native Americans, and I mean people who are born here, I'm not talking about ethnicity, then they'll go with illegal aliens because they are not discriminatory. They don't care if you're a citizen or not. All that matters is they got a hot butt in the seat to believe that mumbo jumbo and to take the wafer or to eat the lox on Friday night. Now, I'm going to read this to you because the best article on this is from WorldNet Daily, and I put it up on the Savage, MichaelSavage.com. It says, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors passed a resolution today, October 2nd, condemning Savage. It was the board's second attempt. In August, a single vote by a member whose grandfather emigrated from China 7 decades ago halted in its tracks a resolution to condemn him for his criticism of illegal aliens in the U.S. Now, I want to pause there again. Just 4 days ago, the United States Senate killed the DREAM Act, the very act that these illegal alien poseurs were trying to force down our throats, was disconnected from a huge bill, and it was disconnected by Harry Reid. He knew it was unpopular. He knew it would not pass. The DREAM Act is dead. But that didn't stop these walking dead from going ahead with their condemnation of their own family names. If they think they've hurt me, they're mistaken. This is on the Drudge Report now. It's on WorldNet Daily. The world can see what low-life skunks run this city and have ruined this once great city. And I want to repeat something else. I met Joe Alioto, the original one, the original mayor of this city. And he was a first-class man. He was a Democrat of the old school, and he believed in the First Amendment. Can you say the same thing for his granddaughter, who could have abstained today? Michaela, you are a shame, and you should be ashamed of yourself. You did not have to do this. You have cursed your own family name, in my opinion. What a shame it is. I know your father, too, and he's a fine man who works for the First Amendment. What does he have to say about this, Michaela? Did you ask him if this was a wise thing to do? Why don't you ask your father? Give him a call. Ask him if he thinks it's a pleasure to tell a man he has no right to speak his piece, but you think it's okay to support whipping people in front of a church? It's unbelievable to me. Chicago, Pete, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I actually called because I was calling to tell you how disappointed I was in the vote, but listening to what you were just saying about organized religion and lashing out at almost every group I can think of, you just sound like a crybaby about this.
Yeah, right. Well, why did organized religion not come to my aid? Where's the Catholic Church when I needed them? Where's the Jewish synagogue when I needed them? Where are they?
Well, if these are people that you've considered your friends and you've supported for all these years, and one event like this causes you to lash out at
one event? One event? This happened in August and again in September? I didn't have one outreach from any of those communities. What are you talking about?
And so you're saying that the Catholic Church is all about money, the Jewish faith?
Well, what do you think it's all about? Tell me what you think it's all about. They'll back illegal aliens because they'll fill the pews because the American people have left them? Isn't that what this is all about?
Is that the entire Catholic organization, Jewish organization?
Oh, yeah. Where's the Catholic League? Where's Bill Donahue, who I've had on the show numerous times and I supported? The minute I came out against illegal aliens, Bill Donahue became my enemy. Are you aware of that?
It sounds like you're saying thousands of people have.
Well, I'm asking you a question. Bill Donahue, who I had on this show numerous times over the last 10 years, the minute I came out and was against the illegal alien community and called Cardinal Mahoney a phony, Bill Donahue of the Catholic League of New York attacked me. What does that tell you about him and about the Catholic League?
Oh, I think it's been pretty clear that Bill Donahue is an opportunist for years, but you've supported him.
All right. Well, all right. Then we agree on something. Thank you very much. The first effort was an attempt to pass the hate crimes condemnation. Blah, 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 blah. This is a dry run against free speech in America by the Islamists and the illegal aliens who are now becoming one and the same set savage. It's the same organizational structure. I am the target of this dry run. They want to see how far they can get in silencing a voice of freedom in the United States of America. They want to see which, if any, governmental agencies will stop them. Guess what they learned so far? That not only will no governmental agency stop them in their attempts to kill free speech, they will aid them in their attempts to kill free speech. Quote me.
Savage.
For the dead souls in the city of San Francisco, the walking dead. The more they scream that they are free and liberated and progressive, the louder I hear their chains rattling. The more they scream that they're progressives and tolerant, the more I see the boxcars moving to Auschwitz. Mozart's Requiem, he had it right. But before Mozart, there was the wisdom of the fathers. And I found a little couplet for you written thousands of years ago or more. And it goes like this: whoever causes the many to have merit, no sin shall come through him. But one who causes the many to sin shall not be granted the opportunity to repent. Now, let me ask you something. Nancy Pelosi was asked the other day if whipping people in public in front of a church harms Christianity, and she said no, she believes in the First Amendment. But when she was asked today to comment upon the condemnation of Michael Savage, who said that illegal aliens have no right to a green card after they've stolen an education, and if they want to play little babies with a fake hunger strike, and they want to fast, let them fast until they starve to death. That's their right as an American interloper. But there's much more to the picture than that. I want to read this to you. Michael Savage said this. You can read it on WorldNet Daily on my own website. This was a dry run against free speech in America by the Islamists and the illegal aliens who are now becoming one and the same. It's the same organizational structure. I am the target of this dry run. They want to see how far they can get in silencing a voice of freedom in the United States of America. They want to see which, if any, governmental agencies will stop them. Guess what they learned so far? That not only will no governmental agency stop them in their attempts to kill free speech, They will aid them in their attempts to kill free speech. We have lost our freedoms already. Lady Liberty has been hogtied. She is being raped by the illegal alien mafia. She is being raped by the landlords who are using the illegal aliens. Lady Liberty is there in bindings, screaming for us to release her. So you want to talk about vilification? You know what vilification is. And, of course, I don't want to relive everything we went through last time. I want you to understand that this is the same city that wants to ban the Blue Angels from flying here because they're a bunch of jealous punks who can't even drive a car because they're so impaired, either on alcohol or drugs. These bums can't even drive their Priuses straight on the highway, and they're just jealous of the best and the brightest who could fly an F-16 in formation. Make no mistake about it. They're jealous losers, every one of them, because if they weren't, they'd be making an honest living in a business or working in a profession. Instead, they have to take their money in toilets along Highway 5 in the middle of the night. And let me tell you something else about these wonderful stupervisors and how low they will stoop. They, the other day, let people be whipped in front of women and children in the streets of San Francisco. Now, anyone engaging in that behavior in my day would have been arrested and put into a mental hospital. Instead, these very same stupervisors, these living dead, these walking dead, these golem, these Frankensteins, actually passed a resolution supporting the sadomasochistic community. Now, I want to ask you something. Shouldn't the church fathers come out and said we condemn using whips and chains in front of our churches, that this is a harm to our Christian values? But they said nothing. Where is the church when we need them? John, on WOR, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hello, Mr. Savage. I must tell you that you experienced something that I have experienced, which is anytime you speak against church, you don't yes them or you don't agree with them, what's going to happen to you, sir, is they're going to completely cut you off. They completely ignore you like you don't exist, like you're a piece of trash. That's what the leaders of the church today do. If you don't agree with them, if you don't yes them on everything, the moment you somehow disagree with them, there's not even a discussion. They take you off the list, you're off the face, they want nothing to do with you, they don't want to speak to you. Now, the church is against you because of, obviously, the illegal aliens who they want in the church would donate money to the church. They're not interested in talking about homosexuals. They're not interested in teenagers having sex. They're not interested in families being destroyed. They're not interested in all these issues that are destroying.
They're not interested in abortion. They're not interested in euthanasia. They're not interested in homosexuality. They're not interested in bestiality. They're not interested in sadomasochism. All they're interested in is a movie ticket into the pew.
That's right. That's how this church is run. Unfortunately, a lot of...
That's what organized religion has come to in America today, unfortunately, with very rare exception. It's a movie theater with religious overtones. Thank you very much. So, and by the way, if you look at this very carefully, you'll notice that nationally they're attacking another talk show host through a group created by Hillary Clinton. A homosexual fascist group by the name of Media Matters, which was founded, according to her own voice, by Hillary Clinton, has gone on the attack on Rush Limbaugh, while here in Lilliputian land, they're trying to take me down all over again, using the fallen man himself, Pesky Peskin, the little man from Berkeley. The little man from Berkeley, Pesky Peskin, the eunuch of a Bolshevik, who does not have the guts to stand up for free speech, but pretends to be a progressive. This too shall pass. I understand that. And I know all the laws of permitted responses, both from the point of view of the Bible and from the point of view of the FCC. I know the laws of permitted responses from the point of view of God, because I'm a God-fearing man. And I know the laws of responses that are permitted, the laws of permitted responses from the point of view of the FCC. And I want to tell you something. This is a very, very sad day in a city that poses as a city of freedom and freedom of speech. And I have said all I want to say at this time about this. However, we have a soundbite for you. If you think I'm inventing the fact that Hillary Clinton takes credit for this attack on talk show hosts who don't agree with her left-wing socialism, listen to clip 16. Here's Hillary Clinton.
I only wish that we had this active and fighting a blogosphere about 15 years ago. because we have, you know, certainly suffered over the last years from a real imbalance in the political world in our country. But we are righting that balance, or lifting that balance, I'm not sure which, and we are certainly better prepared and more focused on, you know, taking our arguments and making them effective and disseminating them widely and really putting together a network in the blogosphere, in a lot of the new progressive infrastructure institutions that I helped to start and support, like Media Matters and Center for American Progress.
Okay, so all of these groups that Hillary Clinton, the attack groups, the hate dogs, the mad dog groups like Media Matters and the others were started by Hillary Clinton, no doubt with money from George Soros and others. So now you've got it on the record. There's Hillary Clinton speaking to the group of losers named the COS Convention, of whom there are several thousand people who pretend that they represent several hundred million, when in fact they represent only a few thousand loudmouth left-wing so-called progressives. Because when the jerk who runs that put out his own book, he sold about 3,000 copies. And I want to tell you something. I've had 20 million people go on my website and tell me I should leave radio and go run for office, just to give you a little comparison here. You may not read my name every day on the internet. You may not see my name on ABC, CBS, NBC, or Fox News, where Bill O'Reilly has banned me from that network because he runs it with an iron boot, as you well know. The leprechaun is looking more and more like the portrait of Dorian Gray. Each day he looks more and more like the portrait of Dorian Gray as he sinks further and further into his true entertainment self. But he's not the issue. The issue is Media Matters, created by Hillary Clinton and George Soros, allegedly. The issue is the left wing trying to silence the conservatives in this country to make certain that there's a seamless transition to a New World Order socialist government run by none other than the Hillary Clinton monster who we had for 8 straight years. Okay, 1-800-449-8255, KNEW, San Francisco. Phil, you're on the Savage Nation.
Mike, I got to take issue with you on the illegal aliens and the Mexicans filling up the church pews. They are invited because they are practicing Catholics. I've been involved with building of 4 churches in the last 30 years, and I can tell you on the capital campaign, the Mexicans have next to no money at all to put toward this church. And you've stayed on this point the last 2-3 months. You go over and over about how the church is just trying to fill the pews because of money. And I got to tell you, you're wrong on this point.
Really? Well, how come the church had nothing to say when I was attacked because I said they're not entitled to the DREAM Act?
Well, the church should have stood up for you. I'm not talking about that point.
They didn't stand up for me. Moreover, I got to tell you something else. They attacked me. Several months ago, I was attacked by Bill Donahue of the Catholic League, because I dared say that the illegal aliens are simply being used by the Catholic Church to fill the pews. He went ballistic on me. And that was after 10 years of supporting the priests who were molesting children in the churches.
Well, I know you've been supporting the church, and that's why, I mean, I've been listening to your show ever since you started in radio. My whole point is that the church should have stood up for you. Bill Donahue does not speak for all Catholics, I got to tell you straight up.
Well, let me ask you, you live here in San Francisco. Are you with the Catholic Church of San Francisco?
No, I'm in the East Bay area, but I'm involved with the Diocese of Oakland. And I can tell you that if this...
Let me ask you something. Talking about Oakland, just the other day, a plane load of U.S. Marines coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq came through on about a 15-hour flight from Germany to Oakland. And the vermin in Oakland did not permit them to circulate at the airport. They made our fighting men stay on the tarmac and get off the plane out on the grass. They said the U.S. Marines are not permitted in their terminal. Are you aware of that one?
Yeah, I was aware only because of your show. There's a lot of things that we're going off track on.
Well, why doesn't the church stand up for the U.S. Marines? Put Michael Savage aside. I'm just a talk show host. They have nothing to say about the mistreatment of the U.S. Marines?
I think they should have, but I think that...
All right, well, that's my whole point. Where is the church when we need them? But tell me what a church stands for. Is it just reading the Bible on Sundays? What is it for? Tell me what the synagogue is. Is it just mumbo-jumbo on Saturdays? What's the synagogue for? Is it not supposed to take moral positions?
Yes, they are.
You know, a lot of these liberals like to say that there were righteous Gentiles in World War II, who were there for the Jews, and if they were alive, why they would have been just like the righteous Gentiles. And yet we have little mini situations where good people are being condemned, the Marines are being condemned, or disgraced or spit upon, and all of these would-be righteous Gentiles or righteous Jews who think they would have been so brave 60 years ago are suddenly silent. Doesn't that strike you as odd, Phil?
Yes, it does.
Think about it. That's all. That's all there is to it. So I don't know what you want to talk about. That's all. I've said what I want to say. I mean, you know where I stand on all of this. I'm disgusted with these vermin. I am disgusted with them. And the worst of them all, the absolute worst, is Pesky Peskin, who I find it very interesting. They used him. Could you play that sneaky little voice, that matter-of-fact little voice of his today as he tries this, slips the noose over my name? Go ahead.
Item 18 is a resolution condemning defamatory language used by radio personality Michael Savage against the immigrant community.
Same house, same call. The resolution is adopted.
You're so cool, Pesky Peskin. You're such a cool hand, Luke, aren't you? Same house. What are you talking about, the house of prostitution you were born in? What house are you referring to, Pesky Peskin? You're a cowardly eunuch of a Bolshevik. And I got to tell you, you're a pestilence on the Jewish people. You're a pestilence on the First Amendment, Peskin. You're a pestilence on everything honorable and dignified, Peskin. And you have cursed your own family name, not mine. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that. Okay, you did nothing to affect me. You cursed your own family name onto the third generation, Pesky. Los Angeles, Mike, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael. I've been in the sights of Bolshevism myself, and I just want to tell you how much I admire you to stand up against them. You know what? The Soviet Union had a so-called board of supervisors, too, with the most powerful army that ever existed backing it up. But you know what? It's not there anymore.
No, you raise a very interesting point. I had a Russian call me from Chicago in August who said, Michael, the Board of Supervisors is using the very same language that was used by the Soviet Union when they condemned Shostakovich, when they condemned composers in the Soviet Union for not being Soviet enough. Are you aware of this, that the language mimics that of the ex-Soviet Union?
I'm totally aware of that, Michael, and you know what? I'm proud to say that my dad fought Bolshevism from the back of his destroyer with 2 5-inch guns. And you know what?
Well, I wish your father was here with me on a destroyer. I'd like to take it down the San Francisco Bay with him, with me right now. I'd like to drive a destroyer down the bay. But, of course, I'm a fantasist. Thank you for the call. Why don't you get that piece from Snaky Sandoval, where he condemned Ed Jew in the last vote in the most astonishing mimicry of Soviet-era language, using a slur on the Chinese-American community that was astonishing in that the Chinese-American community did nothing about it. But before you play that, I want to tell you who I believe is behind all of this. It's a lawyer by the name of Mark Silverman. Mark Silverman runs a so-called clinic. Here it is. He's a staff attorney and director of the asylum policy at the Immigrant Legal Resource Center on the Mission District on Mission Street in San Francisco. Here is a man who spends his entire life undermining the will of the people, in my estimation. He filed a class action suit against Proposition 187 in California and tied it up until it was destroyed. He said that he would litigate it for years until it was killed. He destroyed the votes of 6 million people. Here is a man who has worked to make sure that illegal aliens are not deported, that special rule cancellations are removed so that people can be, who are criminals in this country, can fight to stay here. His name again, in case you want to file it for future reference, because I believe he's the head of the snake locally. His name is Mark Silverman. You can find him at the ILRC, I believe, on Mission Street in San Francisco. He is another one who is a walking dead, a eunuch of a Bolshevik. Now, I want you to listen to the clip and the language from the last condemnation where he cursed a Chinese American in the strangest Soviet language when I return. That is Sandoval on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Supervisor Chu, through the president. If you have First Amendment reservations, I encourage you to ask the city attorney. And I know in my heart that if this comment, if this commentary was directed at the Chinese American community or the Asian community, you would not be resorting to this empty and rigid formalism on your part. And
Let's pause right there. This is the man Sandoval, whose birthplace is unknown according to documents that we've tried to discover. He said to a Chinese American who would not go along with this last time, your strange, rigid formalism, which is, of course, a slur against Asians, incidentally, which, of course, went over the head of the drug addicts in San Francisco who write the newspapers. And, of course, they waited till they threw Jew off the board, Supervisor Jew. They got rid of him, so now they had no opposition. They put a stooge in there, a Chinese-American stooge who doesn't even know, never mind where she lives, she doesn't know what she's voting for. They tell her which hand to hold up, she holds it up. Chris on KNEW, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I met Joe Alioto when I was a little boy, too. And it just seems really unseemly that they would have this vote, then Jew is the obstacle to it, then they redouble their efforts to get rid of him. And it seems like hasn't it been just a few days since he was removed? And
right. The biggest twisted sister here is Mayor Annie Toosome Newsome, who got rid of Jew by fiat without a trial. There was no trial for Ed Jew. All he was accused. And on that accusation, Annie Toosome Newsome threw him off the Board of Supervisors. Now, that should worry anyone who believes in the rule of law and, let the law follow its course here. But they said nothing. They said nothing because the man was a pain in the neck to them. He wouldn't go along with their Bolshevism. Speaking to Joe Alioto, you see, that family always, as they were Democrats, they were good Democrats, but they believed in the First Amendment until now. Now they don't even know what the First Amendment is, according to this shameful day. Don't you agree, Chris?
No doubt. And also, you know, the new stooges.
See, Michelle Alioto Pierre could have abstained from this vote, saying, you know what, I may not agree with what he said, but I'm not going to condemn the man. He has a right to say it. But she didn't do that. Her grandfather would roll over in his grave.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Be as bold as a leopard, light as an eagle, swift as a deer, and strong as a lion, to carry out the will of your Father in heaven. These cowardly eunuchs in San Francisco don't frighten me one iota. They are on the side of pure, unadulterated evil, and they shall cast themselves into hell. The other day we had a parade of the sickest vermin in the history of the human race marching around San Francisco, and they gave them a letter of support. They support sadomasochism in front of children. They support sadomasochism in front of the very churches that their grandfathers built. But when a man named Michael Savage represents the voice of the voiceless in San Francisco, the people who have no representation whatsoever in the political structure, Michael Savage, make no mistake about it, speaks for hundreds of thousands of San Franciscans who do not vote, who do not speak, who are never heard. But they are the people who have built this city. They are the people who support the city through taxation without representation. And when I spoke out and I said, no, I don't support illegal alien brats who are feigning a hunger strike. It's all fraudulent. Do you know anybody in America who ever died of a hunger strike? If they want to go on a hunger strike, that's their right. Let them starve to death. That's their right, too. So today, the pesky little Bolsheviks passed their little resolution condemning me. Well, all they did was condemn their family names. I want you to listen to the worst of them all. It's a pest by the name of Peskin from Berkeley, California. Listen to how this little cowardly eunuch tries to make it sound like just another order of business as he says, pass the boxcar to Auschwitz. Go ahead, play it.
Item 18 is a resolution condemning defamatory language used by radio personality Michael Savage against the immigrant community.
Same house, same call. The resolution is adopted.
Okay, now you can play a prayer for the dead for the Jewish people, for Mr. Peskin, who is a walking golem, a man without a soul, condemned to wander eternally looking for a home because he has none. Now, all of this started with the 60s. These people are little mini representations of the confusion and the degeneracy of Allen Ginsberg, Timothy Leary, Ken Kesey, Norman Mailer, William Burroughs, and Hunter Thompson. All of them were in one way or another drug addicts or mentally disturbed. And they projected a progressivism onto the American psyche, which people were confused by. They thought it was a march towards freedom, a march away from the rigidity of the 1950s, a march away from the formality of the Victorian era. And that if you would only have sex with your dog on a lamppost, you would suddenly be liberated from the human condition. And look where we are today in the year 2007. Rampant abortion, rampant homosexuality, rampant bestiality, rampant euthanasia, rampant degeneracy of every kind. And who do they condemn? The man who says we are a nation of laws or we become a nation of outlaws. And I do not support illegal aliens, and I will not grant them a green card simply because they want a green card. They are cowardly, twisted eunuchs of Bolsheviks, and some of them don't even know that. And that's where we are today. You may say this is Aquarius Revisited. You may say that this really is progressivism. It is not progressivism. It is madness. It is insanity. But you have to know the arc. You have to know the history of this psychosis to understand where we are today, that this blight on the human race called the San Francisco Board of Supervisors is really a function of a long arc going back a very long time. I'd have to trace it back perhaps, if not to biblical days, in more modern times, perhaps to Robespierre. But since most of you don't know who Robespierre is, we'll just go back to the Beat Generation. We will go back to those who were members of NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. We will go back to the drug addicts. We'll go back to the sexual deviants. They pass themselves off as progressives today. And they say they believe in freedom of speech is why they support sadomasochism in the public square. Well, if they support freedom of speech, why do they condemn my speech? Let me ask you something. What is worse, beating people in public with whips in front of women and children in front of a church, or saying that if they want to starve themselves to death, that's their right? Fort Lauderdale, Neil, WFTL, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, I agree with you 100%. It's a disgrace that you don't get any support in what you're saying. It really stems back to the complete general state of the morals, especially from the liberal point of view. There's no support when things get hot for you and for others, especially in the workplace. And it's also, on another note, it's a complete disgrace from Hollywood when they completely do not represent or they think they represent the society because they got money and they've got power. They think they have influence. It's just unbelievable. The very country.
No, but what I'm saying is a little different. Neil, I know you're on my side, but I think what you're trying to say in an emotional way is that you've got people in Hollywood who pretend to be outsiders who are not. They are the establishment. They pretend to be flaming revolutionary radicals when their revolution consists mainly of drugging themselves and throwing up on themselves and crashing cars instead of standing up for the true values of America, the values of a patriot, borders, language, and culture. I know what you're trying to say, and I appreciate it. And those Bolsheviks who pretend to be progressives really are representing the frenzy of sex, drugs, and rock and roll more than anything else. They're not representing anything else. What are they representing? Let's go to the callers right now on the Savage Nation. We have a woman named Kristen in Hartford, Connecticut. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Line 7.
Catholic, and I support you, and nowhere does the church teach to support illegal immigration. There are some within the church who do support it, but that's their own opinion. It's not a teaching of the church. They leave it up to the nations to defend their borders.
Well, I can't tell you what church doctrine is on this, but I know that the rule of the land takes precedent over the rule of a church. That's why we have separation of church and state, which is what the liberals have drummed into our head for 70 years right now. And so if you have a separation of church and state, let's go to the rules of the state, meaning the rules of the land. The rules of the land are quite clear. We have an immigration policy, and we have a category of illegals because they are not legal immigrants. They came into this country illegally for whatever the reason, some to work, some to sell drugs, some to rape, some to drive drunk. And so therefore, one out of three prisoners is an illegal alien. It's a statistic that Hillary Clinton, Diane Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, Barbara Boxer, Harry Reid will never refer to. One out of three prisoners is an illegal alien who came here not to work, but to work the people. Fort Lauderdale. Barbara, welcome. You're on the show. Go ahead.
Michael, I love you. Listen, you should frame that resolution as your badge of honor because it's clear evidence of how scared these people are of you and the power you have over them. I think you're looking at it all in the wrong way. I mean, this shows how scared they are of you.
Well, there's nothing to fear. They've already lost. The so-called DREAM Act was disconnected from the freight train called immigration reform just last week by none other than Harry Reid. Harry Reid knew that the DREAM Act, which is surely would have been a dream, granting citizenship to illegal aliens who stole a free college education. Harry Reid knew that the DREAM Act was so perverse and so unpopular that it had no chance to pass whatsoever, that even Harry Reid disconnected it from the freight train of immigration reform. So they're over. They lost. But that doesn't stop them from trying to condemn me. But as I say, all they do is condemn their own family names, which is why I'm playing Yiska for Peskin and the Requiem for the dead others.
I love it. They're scared of you, and that's why they did it. It just shows the power you have over them. I think you should frame it and as a badge of honor.
Well, that's very kind of you, Barbara. That's very sweet. You know, you're probably right, and in time I'll come to see it that way. But I don't know how to put this to you. My initial action is to fight anyone who attacks me. My initial reaction is to never yield an inch from anyone who's trying to steal my dignity and my honor. I feel I've done this country a service over the years. I feel that I've tried to do I've done more good than harm. Let's put it to you that way. And I feel that I've always worked for the common good, whether it was writing a book on healing children naturally or writing a book on planting a tree or writing a book on nutrition. I have always tried to do good in my life. And to have these low-life losers who have done nothing notable in their entire lives, none of them have written so much as an article. None of them have written a composition. None of them have painted a painting or sculpted a sculpting. What are they, after all? They're nothing but bureaucrats and functionaries. In other words, they represent the lowness of the state of San Francisco, of the city of San Francisco as it is today. Politicians may be rated at about 12 to 14% nationally. I can guarantee you that the city supervisors in San Francisco have a rating of about 1 or 2%. Even amongst liberals, they're hated. So I understand who they are, Barbara. And eventually, I will listen to my family who told me don't even talk about them. I had a call this morning from my son who actually said to me, don't even talk about it. They're nobodies. They're losers, all of them. And I said, you don't understand. This is about my name. This is about my honor. I have self-respect. I have honor, and I'm not going to let them try to destroy my name. He said, well, I'm glad you have honor, Dad. I understand that. So he finally understood what I'm doing here, Barbara. I can't let these low-life vermin do this to me without telling the world what I think of them.
Great. And let me tell you what, it just shows the power that you have over them. They are scared of you. This shows how scared they are. It shows how ridiculous these people are.
Well, you know, this is the same board that tried to condemn the Blue Angels from flying here. This is the same board that said the USS Iowa has no place in San Francisco, a warship with great value, great patriotic value. This is the same group that does not want recruiting in San Francisco. This is the same group of scum, human vermin, who said to the U.S. Marines, you cannot film a recruiting video on California Street because we hate the U.S. Marines. You can't use the Golden Gate Bridge because it's not your bridge. I mean, I know who these little people are. I know what vermin they really are. And I just want America to understand who they are. In this condemnation of me, all they're doing is bringing shame to themselves.
Exactly. And this shows the American people how ridiculously stupid these people are.
All right. Well, I'll get over it. Trust me, I will get over it. And have you been on my website today, michaelsavage.com?
Actually, Barbara? My computer broke down.
Well, there's a very important series of pictures from the sadomasochistic parade that any sane person should look at on the top of my website, because Pelosi had an opportunity to condemn these behaviors in the street. If you were to look at them, you'd probably throw up if you're a sane person. But this was supported by the city of San Francisco to show you how demented this city is. Nancy Pelosi could have condemned their behavior without condemning them as individuals. She could have said, I totally oppose this in front of churches and in front of children, but she didn't. She could have come out and said, well, I don't agree with what Michael Savage had to say. I support his right to say it. She said they had a First Amendment right to whip old fat men in public, but she doesn't think I have the right to speak my mind. Do you understand how upside down this all is, how Alice in Wonderland-y it is?
Are you crazy? Isn't she the one that's always talking about the children?
Yeah, well, why don't you remember next time she talks about the children to remind her that sick, fat, old white men were whipped in public by sick lesbian women in front of churches, and she had an opportunity to condemn the behavior, and she didn't. And by the way, there were people who brought their children to that Folsom Street Fair. Do you know that, Barbara? They thought it was wonderful to expose their children to this illness. In my day, the parents would have been arrested, and the children would have been taken away by the state. Thanks for the call. I'll be right back. Well, there's no place like home, and I've called the San Francisco area my home since 1974. And I would dare say that I've done more good for humanity and for the nation than all of these minuscule robots put together. I would say that we don't know what they've done, as a matter of fact. None of them have published anything or produced anything other than condemning me. I have no idea what they've done. I just received an email from Mr. Edju, who was summarily dismissed from the Board of Supervisors in a Soviet-style move by any Tusum Newsom. And here's what he wrote. He said, Michael Savage, today is a sad day. When the First Amendment is put in the back seat, I wish to apologize for my former colleagues that voted against Michael and your right to free speech. If I was still on the board, I would have voted for the First Amendment. God bless America. Okay? And then Daniel Horowitz, my friend and my attorney, said that Michael Savage stated that you were taken off the board in retaliation for your vote. The timing is very provocative. I would say it's very provocative, and I would say the mayor is responsible for this as much as anybody else. But if you want to talk about something else, the melting of the Arctic ice cap or Vladimir Putin seizing a lifetime of power, going from the president into the prime minister's office to remain the dictator of the new Russia forever. Or China threatening to dump our dollars to break the dollar, the global war going on against the dollar, or the Persian pimp and whether or not he should be sent to Allah land to rape the 16 virgins now or wait until natural causes take him to rape the 72 virgins. I said 16 virgins because that's probably all he'll get when he gets there. There'll be none left. I would think that the other group will have been used up by the mullahs, and there'll be only 16 left for him. Okay, Dorothy, WOR, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Mike.
Dorothy, you're on the air. Talk, please.
Yes, hi. Sorry, Dolly. I was waiting so long to speak to you. I'm an Italian-American and a Catholic, and I support you 100%. I mean, you are a true patriot, and you make me proud. I am.
What happened to the Italian-American community in San Francisco, do you think? Where did they go wrong? When did they go off the rails?
No, where this silence is. You know, I think we're just so disgusted, we don't know what to say. I mean, it's...
No, in San Francisco, it's this big Goomba thing, but how come they had nothing to say? They're all my friends when I go in the restaurant. Where are they when I need them?
Savage.
So we have gone from the counterculture, which once gestured with two fingers and is now gesturing with one finger. The Board of Supervisors is now gesturing to the world with one finger, not two, as I said. These are the type of people who would have smuggled guns into a courtroom to see judges killed. You understand the arc. You have to understand the 60s to understand where these eunuchs come from and where their psychosis has developed, what their psychosis has developed out of. If you don't understand the 60s, I'm going to explain some of it to you. And then you'll understand the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. There was a time here in San Francisco that terrible things happened. In 1970, for example, there was a dramatic kidnapping attempt at California's Marin County Courthouse, masterminded by Professor Angela Davis, who has since been rewarded with a professorship at the University of California. They taped a shotgun to the head of Judge Harold Haley. And a group of Black Panthers named Christmas, McLean, and Jackson were all killed, and they pulled the shotgun's trigger and killed the judge. The gun, as we understand it, and this whole event was masterminded by Angela Davis, and she was rewarded by being given this professorship. A year later, in an attempted jailbreak at San Quentin, Jonathan's brother George Jackson was killed after reputedly being smuggled a gun by left-wing Berkeley attorney Stephen Bingham. You understand what I'm saying to you? This left-wing attorney brings a gun to this Black Panther in jail. And then this lawyer goes on the run, and he's underground for 15 years. He surrenders, and he's acquitted because it's shopped to left-wing scum in black robes, and he's acquitted in 1986. You have to go back even further to understand where this comes from. When Timothy Leary, the godfather of drug addiction and mind pollution, was arrested for smuggling drugs into Mexico. He was represented initially by Michael Standard, a lawyer named Michael Standard of the New York firm of Standard, Boudin, and Rabinowitz. Michael Standard was the U.S. counsel for Fidel Castro and Salvador Allende. And one of his law partners was the father of Kathy Boudin, a member of the Weathermen. At the time, she was on the run from the law firm. She was on the run from the law after a Greenwich Village townhouse that she had rented was used for making explosives and it blew up, killing three people. Now listen to this connection. Mr. Standard, the lawyer, later turned Timothy Leary's case over to a San Francisco attorney named Michael Kennedy of the firm of Kennedy and Rhine, who had assisted in the trial of the so-called Chicago 7. So there's a long family history of anti-American, anti-police, anti-military, anti-establishment behavior that is now being acted out by these eunuchs, these Bolsheviks, while some of these attorneys have since become near billionaires and still ape the behavior of street people. They are absolutely carnivorous. And they're carnivorous not only to themselves and to the meaning of the rule of law, but they're carnivorous to the First Amendment itself, the very thing they claim to represent. But all of this is being coordinated by Hillary Clinton and George Soros and the Democrats. It's not enough for them that the Republicans have a lame brain who has destroyed the Republican Party, destroyed the conservative movement. They want no opposition whatsoever. And that is where this is all coming from, in my opinion. This is all coming from the top of the Democrat hierarchy, which is why it's strange to me that Rush gets it a few days ago. I'm getting it today. And yeah, you could say it's a badge of honor. I mean, what effect does it really have? All it's going to do is make people pay attention to me a little bit more. I understand that. And there are bigger things in the world. Don't think I've lost focus on what's really important in the world. For example, there's a very important story that I linked up to on michaelsavage.com off the Debka file. And this is an important story. The Debka file reported the other day, yesterday, that Russians employed at Iran's Bushehr nuclear reactor suddenly departed in one single body, according to local Arab sources. Now, you have to ask yourself, why are they doing that? The Kar Amshar news agency, which is published by the ethnic Arab underground of Iran's oil-rich Khuzestan, reported early October 1 that the entire staff of Russian nuclear engineers and experts employed in building the nuclear reactor at Bushehr had abruptly packed their bags on Friday, September 28th, last Friday, and flew back to Russia. Now, this story appears to have originated with the ethnic Arabs who live near the reactor or who come in contact with the Russian staff in Iran. And Debka File offered three hypothetical scenarios to account for the Russians' departure en masse out of Iran. And I'm going to give them to you in the middle of all of this. Why do you think the Russians all left the Iranian reactor they were building for the Iranians? Well, there's three theories. One, Moscow or Tehran has been tipped off that the United States or Israelis are about to attack the Bushehr plant and Iran's other nuclear installations, and they wanted to get the Russian personnel out of harm's way. Another possibility is Moscow has learned that an Iranian preemptive strike is imminent against American targets in Iraq and the Persian Gulf and or Israel, meaning the little pimp from Tehran is liable to strike first, which is why I warned you. We had him here and we should have arrested him. And the other possibility is that there's a crisis between the Russians and the Iranians. And those are the three hypothetical scenarios. And you should read about this on my website linked from Debka. As I say, it's a very important story, but there's a new one that just came out minutes ago. Congress has just approved $1.2 billion worth of U.S.-funded Israeli arms purchases. And here's what's important. It included this time 50 huge GBU-28 gutted bunker busters. Now, the Israelis are not getting these bombs because they need to build underground playpens. These items are going to be delivered shortly, some of them over a five-year period. It includes thousands of missiles, tens of thousands of new bombs worth $800 million, and 132 million gallons of jet fuel worth $308 million. The biggest part of this story is that we have just funded 50 huge GBU-28 guided bunker busters for Israel. My prayer is that they use them. That's all I can say to you. My prayer is that they use them and they use them quickly, and that the Turkish pimp who belongs on the River Sen selling dirty postcards is dispatched to Allah land as quickly as possible. WOR in New York, Ann, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to let you know that in my little orbit on Earth, I always speak up against illegal immigrants, radical Islam, and mainstreaming the sexual behavior of homosexuals. I don't let anyone tell me that I can't. And I just wanted to let you know that some of us are out there. I wanted you to know that, and that my prayers are with you. They definitely are.
Well, let me tell you, it takes individuals like yourself to change the dialogue of a nation. I knew a woman whose family had built a very successful vitamin company from scratch, from zero. They were poor, and then they became rich. And she said that even when they had become fairly wealthy from their business, wherever she went, whether it be a supermarket checkout line, she proudly talked about her family's vitamins. And I learned from that an individual can make a big difference even in a supermarket checkout line where people are loath to hear anyone say anything or to express anything political. So keep it up, and let me send you a free gift. Healing Children Naturally is on its way to you, my friend, for speaking out. San Antonio, Walt, you're up on the Savage Nation topic, please.
Hey, Mike, I just want to tell you, I looked at some of these photos you've got on your website of these filthy degenerates down in San Francisco. I'm appalled, but most importantly, I want to let you know, I mean, we're behind you 110% here in Texas. You know, you're living in the lion's den right now.
I know. Walt, let me ask you something, and it is important for me to ask. Have you ever seen sick people, pictures of sick people like this before in your life? People who did this to?
They're doing it in front of a Catholic church. I dare them to go do something like that in front of a mosque. What would happen to them then? They wouldn't dare do it.
No, but I'm saying, other than my website, have you seen these pictures in your life anywhere?
Oh, it's perverse. It's,
well, you know, the city of San Francisco, in the form of Nancy Pelosi, a U.S. senator, a U.S. congresswoman, was asked last week, do you condemn the sadomasochistic parade? And she said, no, I believe in the First Amendment. She had every right and every right to say, while I do not condemn the parade, I condemn this sort of behavior in public. And it does debase Christianity. She could have said that, Walt. But it shows you that there's no morality at any level in America. There's no one speaking for morality anymore. Thank you for the call. So we understand what's going on here. That's all. What do you want to talk about here? Las Vegas, Greg, you have a good point. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment in reference to what you said the other day in reference when the little munchkin, the Hitler, was here, that, oops, should have been the appropriate goodbye for him.
Yes, when his airplane took off for Venezuela to meet the other evil man, it could have been shot down by accident, and we could have apologized, saying we were on a training mission and the person who did it is being punished. Whoops, we're going to send you reparations. That would have saved us from World War III, possibly. Tens of millions of people might die as a result of letting that maniac out of our country.
Totally.
Thank you for the call. No, I want you to think back. I want you, as horrible as it is to suggest such a thing, I want you to think back. It's 1939, and Hitler comes to America to give a speech. If Hitler had been killed in 1939 or 1939 and a half, in America, think of the tens of millions of people who wouldn't have been tortured and killed, let alone the soldiers who died the most horrible, valiant deaths imaginable because that psychotic was not executed in 1939. Now speed the clock forward to 2007. You actually have people saying that we should listen to him, we should have a dialogue with him, we should have a dialogue with the Hitler of our time. We haven't learned from history. See, Peggy Noonan was 100% wrong about this. Normally, I agree with some of the things she writes. She was 100% wrong when she said we shouldn't fear talking to our enemies. She's wrong. She's 100% wrong because a man who says that the Holocaust doesn't exist and when I get the bomb, I'm going to kill all the Jews of Israel has already told you what he's going to do. He's also said he wants to destroy the great Satan, which is us. What do we need to do, Miss Noonan? Wait until that happens? No, you're wrong about that. It shows you that even leading lights of the intellectual right have been lost because they've gone adrift without a captain at the helm. I'll be right back. Savage. Round and round it goes. Where it ends, any student of history knows. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. In the next hour, we have gone into the archives, and we're going to play sounds of the original protest outside my studios at KNEW, including my commentary. But right now, I direct you to michaelsavage.com to see the WND article. Drudge has put it up on the top. God bless him, because it's interesting that the Limbaugh attack in the Senate, the Savage attack here in the city of San Francisco, is coming at the same time. And when you tie that together with Hillary Clinton, who we have on tape stating at the yearly COS convention a while ago that she helped to start and support Media Matters, which is a gay fascist website that continuously attacks me and Rush and others who are not on the Bolshevik side, you come to understand that these things are happening in coordination, that there's an actual attempt to usurp free speech in the country, to go around the free speech laws, and to, of course, bypass even voting on the fairness doctrine, because they know they would never get the votes and they'd have to be exposed for the little Bolsheviks that they are. They don't even want to show the people who they really are. They want to hide it. You know, I've been watching a new series that you probably saw on Showtime called The Brotherhood about an Irish political family in Providence, Rhode Island. It's fictional, of course. I saw the first season on DVD, and I watched the first one the other night. It's pretty good. They say it's like The Sopranos with the Irish, but it's not. It's not as good at all. The directing is not as good. The timing is not as good. The art direction is not as good. The cinematography is not as good. The acting is not as good, but it's good. Where The Sopranos are an A+, this is like a B, sometimes a little more than a B. So one brother's a small-time state legislator, and the other brother is a criminal. And the brother who plays the criminal is actually a fat. They're pretty good actors. The best actor in the series is probably the wife, Ms. Gish, who is the wife of the politician who, when she kisses the children goodbye to Catholic school, she goes off to having sordid sex in dirty motels with a local postman who she knew from high school, and she's always smoking dope, and she's a drunk. I mean, you know, it's pretty well acted by the actress Gish. But the more I watch The Brotherhood, the more I'm reminded of San Francisco politics for a strange reason. And I don't know what that reason might be. Ocala, Florida. Kevin, you're on the Savage Nation.
How you doing, Dr. Savage? I just want to thank you. I'm a Pentecostal minister and Apostolic Pentecostal, and I just wanted to let you know how invaluable that your books have been in my church teaching.
See, but you guys are the real McCoy. See, you guys really believe it and really, really do it the right way. I don't think you're into the liberal phony baloney church.
Absolutely not. I've been a Pentecostal minister for 5 years. I've been a minister actually for 15, but pastoring for 5 years, and I'm 35 years old. But your books have been invaluable. I didn't have to do, you know, I just can go to one of your books if I'm looking for something about what the homosexual movement has attacked Christians. I could just go to any of the books, and I can look in there, and I can pull something out, make a transparency of it, and show my church, and they're like, wow, ooh, ah.
Good. Well, I'm going to give you a real gift right now. I'm giving you my two book and DVD set for free, because I want you to, you know, use it in the church. It's the Healing Children Naturally, Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's. Maybe those wouldn't apply in the church. Maybe they would. Maybe you'll have someone who wants that. But the DVD, the Freedom of Speech Award, you can watch it, and there's stuff in there that you could play in your church. So stay on the line. I'm going to give you that free. It's up on my website. It's a great package. It really is. Chicago, Arlene, WIND calling. Go ahead, please.
Michael, you are so perceptive. Regarding the Catholic Church, you're absolutely right, as usual. This gentleman said that these people are poor that are coming to the church. That is true. However, what they do is they match up the churches. One rich church is a sister church to the poor. Then they gouge the people of the rich, make them feel guilty. They go out and they help these poor people. Friend of mine, they went for Christmas packages, and they walked in, and they're loaded to the gill. These people are just taking. So you're absolutely right.
Well, there's more to it than that. Catholic Charities needs to be looked at. The U.S. government sends money to these people in strange ways that doesn't belong in their hands, by giving them medical care, by providing legal advice to these illegal aliens. Who do you think's paying for it? Ultimately, we the people are paying for it. Why should we have our own health care diminished while health care is provided to illegal aliens? It's an outrage, particularly when you see that, you know, I entered radio in 1994 with a simple message. It was immigrants and epidemics. That's how I actually broke into radio. After many years of writing health books, I put together a tape called The Savage Nation, and I made believe it was a radio show. And the first topic I covered was immigrants and epidemics. And I was talking about epidemics that immigrants were bringing into the country, because nobody would publish that book. But the fact of the matter is, there's a fabulous story that my webmaster, if you want to call him a webmaster, I have another phrase from, just took down the day I needed. Of course, if anyone could find him, that would be a bigger miracle. Maybe it'll be up by tonight if we can track him down somewhere in Oakland. There's an article on dengue fever being brought into America by illegal immigrants from South America and from Mexico. Dengue fever is a very dangerous disease. It is transmitted by a virus. It once accounted for 500,000 deaths in the United States of America. It was eradicated. But we are seeing the resurgence of dengue. We are seeing the resurgence of cholera. We are seeing the resurgence of tuberculosis. We are seeing the resurgence of many illnesses that were whipped because we had become a true first-rate nation health-wise. But with the assault upon our borders by the power structure, bringing in tens of millions of illegal aliens unscreened for health, for criminal behavior, for other, let's say, undesirable qualities, the country is being reduced from a first world status in many districts of this country to a second world status. Health-wise, there are areas of San Francisco that have a third world rate of epidemic diseases, mainly tuberculosis. I can tell you right now that the Mission District, where illegal aliens congregate, has an epidemic of tuberculosis that is untreatable. But they will never tell you that in the San Francisco Board of Communism. Instead, they will condemn a man like me, a patriot, who believes in borders, language, and culture. All I can say is a shame upon all of them. They are cowardly eunuchs, and they have disgraced their family names forever.
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
If you can keep your head when all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. That was written by Rudyard Kipling well over 100 years ago, and I've quoted the poem If on the Savage Nation for over 15 years. It has real meaning for me today because I am going to try to keep my head even though all those around me in this city of freaks and perverts and drug addicts and illegal aliens have already lost their heads, and they're trying to blame it on me. Now, I'm going to ask you something. What part of the statement that I allegedly made has a racial component in it? What part of it has a racial component in it? The answer is none. There's no reference to Latinos. There's no reference to Hispanics. There's no reference to race whatsoever. Yet these far-left extremists like Sandoval over the thing because they're trying to use the poor Latinos for their own communistic ends. And I really condemn them for abusing the Hispanic Latino community for their own communist ends. Most of these hardworking people don't even understand they're being manipulated and used by these white communists in this country in order to push the communist agenda. But I'll get to that later on. This is a classic case of Animal Farm race baiting by Sandoval, Ammiano, and the other scoundrels. The fact is, there was no racial element in what I said. Now, I have no idea why he would imply that I was talking about Latinos when I said, if they want to fast, then let them fast until they starve to death. Let me ask you something. Have you never heard of sarcasm or satire? When you raise children, they often pull hissy fits like this. Daddy, I'm not going to do what you want. I'm not going to go to school. I'm not going to eat my breakfast. I'm not going to eat anymore till I'm not going to eat till I starve, say the children. See, what you do to a child like that is pulling a fit is you don't hit the child. You say to the child, oh, you don't want to eat. I'll tell you what, don't eat until you starve to death. Then you'll see what you get. And you walk away from the child, and usually they'll start eating within the next meal. So that's what I said. Now, if these idiots don't understand sarcasm and satire, that's their loss, not mine. I can't help them if they're illiterate drug addicts, because that's what they apparently are, racist, illiterate drug addicts, trying to use the poor Hispanic people in this community for their own ends, which is communism, socialism. That's what they want. They want to take what is not theirs and give it to themselves and also aggrandize power upon themselves. That's number two. Now, as I speak, they have mobilized, I don't know, tens of dozens of groups all the way from L.A., and they bust them up. Where they got the money from can be traced all the way probably back to Brussels or to Zurich or to the DNC itself. But virtually every pressure group known to America will be outside the radio station today demanding that I be fired. And what's comical about this is that they're trying to compare what I said to what Ima said. Well, let me bring them up to speed. First of all, Ima just won allegedly $20 to $40 million because CBS had the stupidity to listen to Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. So let me tell you right now that Imus didn't lose as a result of these megaphone maniacs. Number two, and this is the most important point, is that what Imus said could be connoted as racist. But you will never find racism in what I say because I am not a racist and I have no such feelings about Hispanics nor about black people. I believe that these white liberal communists and perverts are the real racists here, because they're yelling race in a crowded nation. The next point is, what part of illegal alien don't you get? Tell me which part of that statement is not correct. Illegal alien, it's a phrase that has meaning under U.S. law. They are illegal and they're aliens. Otherwise, everybody would be a citizen and there'd be no United States of America. Now, if you don't want the United States of America to exist, well, then I can't help you. But you see, I love America. I'm the son of an immigrant. As a matter of fact, my grandmother did not speak a word of English to me as a child. She never learned the language. She came here when she was very old. So I come from an immigrant family. I'm very sensitive to the humanity of immigrants, the struggle of immigrants. And I rose from the gutters of America to the position I have. And no communist without a fight. Let me tell you that right now. Moreover, if you want to try to use the power of the city of San Francisco to steal my job by lying about me, I will sue you personally and for everything you're worth. And I'll say something else. It's come to my attention from listeners who know what's going on that this rotten, stinking supervisor, Sandoval, has attacked Jews before by trying to incite mob violence to go to Tiburon and to go to bar mitzvahs. He's a racist all the way through and through. Moreover, he's a loser. He has his own radio show. Did you know that? That nobody listens to? It's number two. Number three is jealousy. He wants my job because he can't earn it. He's trying to steal it in the great communist tradition. I'm going to fight this man in the court of public opinion on this show, and I'm going to fight him in the courts of law, and you're going to find out that I'm going to win bigger than Imus. It's not going to be a monetary victory, necessarily. It's going to be a victory for the First Amendment. What part of illegal alien don't you get? They are criminals. They stole a free college education, and now they're screaming, give me a free green card? No, you're not getting a free green card. If we had a legitimate federal government, you'd be arrested today and deported out of my country. That's the important thing. Now, I love America, and I want America to exist. If you don't want America to exist, then you've got to fight all of the other Americans who agree with me. The fact of the matter is La Raza Centro Legal is the place that Mr. Sandoval sat on, the board of directors. La Raza, as you may know, means the race. Now, if you would be a member of a group that calls itself the race, you would be shocked to believe that anybody would join a group called La Raza. It means the race, not a race, not an immigrant, but the race. By definition, it means that is the only race and there is no other race. Then I would say, my friends, that they have a long way to go to convince me that they are not a racist Hispanic supremacist group, because that's what it looks like to me. Hispanic supremacists trying to take over the United States of America, one talk show host at a time, not through the court of public opinion, not through any talent, but through race baiting and lies. Now, a great article was written today by Selwyn Duke. It's up on michaelsavage.com under the right second article, Race Baiting Politician Attacks Michael Savage. I am going to read that to you in a moment, and I'm going to actually read it to you right now, but I would invite you to go to my website to see the videos of the so-called protest spewing venom on the steps of City Hall, of the ugliest city in the United States of America. And I mean that psychologically, this is the ugliest city on earth. It is also the biggest laughingstock in the Western world. It is the biggest laughingstock in the West because the illiberal gang of far-left politicians has stolen the city from the once proud San Franciscans. And if you want to hear the irony here, here is the irony here. They did not pass that resolution condemning me yesterday because of one man. One man who I never met. He's a Chinese American named Ed Ju. Ed Ju did not go along with these communist race-baiting swine. And for that, they will never forgive him. I don't know Mr. Ju, but here's what he said. He said, I don't know what Mr. Savage said, but if his alleged comments are what you say they are, I don't agree with them. But he has every right to say them under the First Amendment. Well, the vermin who hates me went crazy in the halls of the city of San Francisco last night using the most, I think, Soviet-era rhetoric I've never heard Soviet-era rhetoric like this. When Sandoval said to Mr. Ed Ju, a Chinese, the following, do you have that soundbite where he uses some Soviet-style words on him? Play it now. Play it
Supervisor
now.
Supervisor Ju, through the president,
If you have First Amendment reservations, I encourage you to ask the city attorney. And I know in my heart that if this comment, if this commentary was directed at the Chinese American community or the Asian community, you would not be resorting to this empty and rigid formalism on your part. And
hold it.
I ask,
hold it. Empty and rigid formalism on your part. Is there an intellectual scholar out there who can tell me where that rhetoric comes from? He says to a Chinese American supervisor who won't go along with his Soviet style Hitler-like tactics, empty and rigid formalism. To me, it smacks of the ex-Soviet Union, but it also smacks of racism against Chinese. He is using a stereotype about Chinese by saying empty and rigid formalism. At least that's how I think he's using it. That's how others have seen this. This man is a racist through and through. And we're going to show you at the end of today and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow, at the end of the day, that I am keeping my head, although many around me are losing theirs and trying to blame it on me. And at the end of the day, I will be a man, my son.
Savage.
They're singing an anti-savage blues song. Let me hear it.
Don't denigrate the soul. Savage has to go.
Oh, my God.
Savage has to go.
Oh, my God. Where'd they get this homeless bum? He can't even keep a tune. Wow.
Savage has to go. We say no, no more. Savage has to go. Savage has to go. Fire out the man who loves to dip, loves to denigrate the soul. Savage has to go. Savage has to go. Hear it. Savage has to go. Savage has to go. Savage has to go. Savage has to go. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, ho. Savage has to go. Oh, 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 oh. Savage has to go. Oh, 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 oh. No more hate language. Savage has to go. Don't denigrate the soul. Savage has to go.
Oh. Holy God. They've got every ruffian that they can find from the gutter from San Jose, and they trained them up. Oh, that was good. That's good. He'll be on Letterman tonight.
Thank you, Francisco.
That was, by the way, those of you who want to find the DVD, that was by Francisco. It's called Savage Has to Go. See if you can find it in the local Tower record store. See if you can find Francisco in the Tower, under F, in the Tower record store. Who's next? I want to hear more of this. This is live feed outside my studio. Why don't you speak English? Hey. Hey, senorita, speak English so we can understand you across America.
We're not asking that Clear Savage on a nationwide level. What we are saying, lo que estamos diciendo, es que nosotros somos la comunidad de aquí, de San Francisco.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something about your comunidad. You're not in Tijuana, sister. Go back to Tijuana if you want your community, sister, because I'm not in Tijuana. You're in my country, sweetheart. I'm not in yours. Let's go to the callers. Marisol doesn't like you and doesn't like me. She's calling from KNEW in San Francisco. Marisol, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I've never listened to you before, but I saw it on KTV.
That's okay. I know, but you heard about me and you're listening today. Okay, we all heard it before. You never heard of me. I've been on 15 years. I'm the biggest show in town, but you never heard of me because you're too intellectual, right?
No, I've heard of you, of course. I just cared. Anyway.
Oh, well, thank you that you heard of me. Have you read any of my best-selling books or you don't read books?
Are you going to let me talk?
I don't know. I may or may not. I'm not obligated to let you do anything. But go ahead. I'll let you talk.
Can I ask or no?
I don't know. Go ahead. Make your statement.
Thank you. I've been Googling you on Craigslist, and I've been looking you up on Craigslist. I've been looking at all of your postings on you, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you'll stop right there. You're not going to put out pre-digested hate speech on my show. It is all lies what you're reading. What is it that you call this show to talk about, Marisol?
Asking you, why do you feel that the majority of your supporters are part of some type of white hatred group or it's the type of white supremacist.
Wait a minute. Where are you coming from? Excuse me. What part of the statement that I made had racism in it, Marisol? Do you know? I'm giving you the opportunity to show you're not a complete bigot. What part of the statement that I made has any racial element in it?
Why do you feel that those are the...
No, you answer me. You answer me. You're not at San Francisco State with a microphone. I am. You're going to answer me. You're making an accusation against me, and I'm going to defend myself. Show me where I made a statement that has any race in it. What's the matter, Marisol? Your little dictator behind you doesn't have an answer? The ACLU lawyer doesn't have a flashcard for you to say anything? They got the little girl to speak to try to sound soft? You are the racist communist, not me.
No, I'm asking you why you feel that most of your supporters are part of some type of hatred group. That's all that I'm asking.
But you're making a stupid statement. How do you know what my audience of 10 million is composed of? Do you know what the demographics are of my audience, Marisol?
What I've come up with. What can I say?
What you've come up with is rubbish. You know nothing. You're an ignoramus.
I said...
Okay. I have a very diverse audience, Marisol, and that's what this is all about. There's great jealousy out there from people like you who don't have real jobs, who want my job, but you don't have the talent. I have a very diverse audience. You'd be surprised how many Asian Americans, African Americans, even Latinos love my show, Marisol. Are you aware of that? Or is that something you haven't read in these little hateful columns you've gone on, looking for your sex ads and in between trying to find something to pin me with?
We say no more. Savage has to go. Savage has to go. Fire out the man who loves to dip, loves to denigrate the soul. Savage has to go. Savage has to go. Hear it. Savage has to go. Savage has to go. Savage has to go. Savage has to go. Ho, 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 ho. Oh, savage has to go. Oh, savage has to go. Oh, no more hate language. Savage has to go. Don't denigrate the soul. Savage has to go.
Current war of words over Michael Savage and his radio show is certainly not the first. His controversial remarks have made headlines before, but is it all protected by free speech? Savage's attorney Daniel Horowitz joins us in studio this morning. Thanks for being here. Michael Savage is on the phone with us this morning. Michael, you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Let me read your quote. I would say, let them fast until they starve to death. Then that solves the problem. Did you really mean that you wanted those folks to starve to death?
Do you have any children?
Two.
You?
Two.
Two, good. When you get a child pulling a tantrum and says, Daddy, I'm not going to go to school today. I'm not going to eat my breakfast. What you say to your child is, look, if you don't want to eat, go ahead, don't eat until you starve to death. What has happened to satire in this country? Are these people that ignorant that they don't understand what satire is or how to raise a spoiled brat? And moreover, what part of illegal alien don't these hordes understand? They are criminals. They're not citizens. They're
right.
Demanding the rights of citizens over a citizen.
Let's stay away from the immigration issue. Let's talk about
the
speech issue.
That's the critical element to the whole thing. They're illegal aliens. They're criminals. How can you stay away from the 400-pound elephant?
All right, let me ask the attorney here, Horowitz, then, to answer the question directly. Address the free speech issue. The illegal immigration we're not going to solve here today. It's going to be debated till the end of time, probably. But is this free and protected speech what he said, no matter how distasteful?
Totally. You just heard it on your airwaves. I mean, should you lose your job because you had Michael on your show saying the same type of thing that he said on his radio air? No, you may want to put on a counter voice tomorrow morning. That's free speech. You don't have a government official, this Sandoval clown, trying to take a man's job because the government doesn't like what Michael Savage said.
All right, well, let's listen to Gerardo Sandoval. He held a news conference yesterday. As long as we're getting into the free speech here, let Sandoval speak, and we'll have you address that. Good. Let's listen.
Mr. Savage's comments that a group of students who were demonstrating out here in this plaza, demonstrating in the best American traditions and trying to change the society for the better, his comments that they should fast until they died, until they starved to death, should be condemned. It's equally hateful as Mr. Imus's comments.
But it's hyperbole. I mean, Michael doesn't really want people to die. He's trying to make a point in his argument. But at some point, free speech... Now, Sandoval went on to call Savage Hitler and Stalin. He doesn't really mean that. Michael Savage didn't kill 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. I mean, aren't we getting into an area here where it's just hyperbole? And a lot of people, the short name for that is hype. And you get more viewers. You get more listeners when you hype.
I don't think it's hype. I just think it's strong language. It's creative language. He's brilliant. He's fun. I would never have a radio audience because I'm dull. I'm a lawyer. I speak in dull terms. Michael brings the debate to an emotional level. People love it. And then people talk. What Sandoval did, though, is he tried to use his job as a supervisor to bring the power of the city against Michael, to organize hordes to come to Michael's studio and protest. And he's tried to get people to go to religious ceremonies and interrupt them. See, this guy Sandoval goes further. He tries to do something that's threatening, whereas Savage's words are just very strong.
Well, we're talking free speech. We're also talking about the right to free assembly, which is also in the First Amendment. If they
yes.
want to hang out KNEW today, I mean, why not let him?
That's fine, but Sandoval goes further. He starts to urge right. interrupting religious ceremonies. There's limits. Just like protesters at abortion clinics can't stop women from getting abortions. Right. Sandoval goes too far.
I want to bring Michael back in here. Why don't you just apologize and let this whole thing go away, Michael?
Can I say another word?
Sure, go.
Sandoval supported a resolution along with Newsom and the other pack of left-wing gangsters in 2002 saluting Hugo Chavez, the dictator. Hugo Chavez, who has eliminated television stations that oppose him, who now wants to be president for life. They haven't rescinded that salutation for Hugo Chavez. Right. The very same gang of left-wing gangsters who support that dictator condemn Michael Savage. I'm very proud that that gang doesn't like me.
Más, más, más. La Nación de Savage. Solamente aquí.
Now, I've been using that for years because I play Latin music on the show from time to time. I guess somebody could say that that's an insult to somebody. If they're a demented fool, they can say anything they wish. That doesn't mean that I have to listen to them. If a madman comes up to me babbling, it doesn't mean I have to take them seriously, even if they wear a business suit and they call themselves a supervisor. Who else would take a job like that but somebody who can't do anything else? Now, we're going to go a little forward here on the Savage Nation. The debate around me is raging on all over the Bay Area. There's a great good. It was done well. I don't like getting up that early, but I did it for the show. Or they're such doctrinaire left-wing radicals that they all go along in a party-like vote, which is, of course, what they did, which is why most people hate them and sneer at them and spit at them. Now, I want to go back to the racism and the Soviet-era dialectic used by Sandoval when he condemned Mr. Edu with this strange statement that you would not be using such rigid formalism. I've never heard this, but every instinct in my educated brain tells me it comes from the Soviet Union. Gene is from Chicago. He calls the Savage Nation. Gene, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, hi. Although I don't always agree with you, I would very much see, feel sorry if you would have to succumb to this pressure. And the rhetoric that they're using, this word, the minute you said, I wanted to call because I'm originally from Russia, my family's from Russia, and this is smacks of Stalin-era persecutions of intellectuals in 1940s.
Hold on. So when this Gerardo Sandoval says to a Chinese American that you would not resort to this empty and rigid formalism, that you say is very much like Stalinism. It comes out of the Stalinist rhetoric.
There was a Stalin's henchman by the name of Zhdanov, who was in charge of all culture and supervised, so to speak, and persecuted Prokofiev and Shostakovich and all the great composers and great intellectuals and writers and Pasternak and so forth in Russia. And that's what he said. He said that their music is formalistic, which is the Greek.
Oh, my God. So Sandoval is using straight-out communist rhetoric against people who oppose him. So it's everything I've said and worse, Gene. These are Soviet-era little apparatchiks who are going crazy because somebody dares stand up to them.
Talking how it could happen, even.
Well, I know how it could happen. Just as the Russians went after Shostakovich and Pasternak, these little men are trying to go after Michael Savage. The Lilliputians think they're going to get me. I got another guest coming for them. When this train comes out of the tunnel, the handcuffs will be around their hands and they'll be locked to a post, not me. Thank you, Gene. I knew it. I knew it. So the very same language that this little man Sandoval, this little loser, this little jealous loser who's fomenting poor, innocent, hardworking Hispanic people is doing it using communist tactics. Exactly what I said. Now, from a man like him, I could expect it. But would you expect it from a man named Aaron Peskin, an American citizen in San Francisco, to go along with this rigid Soviet formalism? It's amazing to me, ladies and gentlemen, how sad and pathetic the stupid visors are in the city of San Francisco. So I'll let you talk right now. If you want to say something, you can right at the Savage Nation. But please go on to michaelsavage.com. The best articles and videos of the entire event today. You say, well, oh, you're a self-centered guy. Hey, there's no bigger story in the media right now. There's no bigger story in the American media right now. I am the point man for free speech in America. Not Rush Golfbag, not Sean Wallbanger. Michael Savage is the number one target of the illegitimi in this country. And I have an answer for them. Illegitimi non carborundum. Baby, you're not going to grind me down. You'll grind yourself down with your own hatred. And I got some good news for my supporters out there. The more these windbag leftist phonies continue to scream racism in a crowded nation, the more we know that they are the actual racists. One day, this beautiful city that I live in will be retaken by the hardworking heterosexual people who built it, not by these left-wing, anti-family, anti-Catholic, anti-Jewish, anti-military, anti-police vermin. This gang of leftist vermin who have stolen the city from the beautiful people of this city. They're not all like this. Make no mistake about it. They hate these supervisors. They're hated by everybody in this city except a very small band of demented fools who think that they run this town. But let me tell you something. Every dog has his day, and I haven't had mine yet. Savage. Everything turn is a time to laugh and a time to weep. You decide whether it's a time to laugh or a time to weep for Lady Liberty. 1-800-449-8255 is the phone number. Lady Liberty has been hogtied. She is being raped by the illegal aliens. She is being raped by the landlords who are using the illegal aliens. Lady Liberty is there in bindings, screaming for us to release her. Those of us who know this and are trying to release Lady Liberty are being defamed by the illegal alien mobs who are raping her. That is my opinion. If you don't like it, you are on the wrong side of history, Buster. And you haven't seen the American person yet. You are yet to see America. You've heard me. But you haven't seen the face of America yet. And I warn you, I'm going to tell you again. You keep doing this. You keep trying to destroy our freedoms and our language and our borders. One day there's going to be a flashpoint in this country, and God only knows what will happen after that deluge. But I don't want to be around to see I don't want to be around to have to clean that up. You've gotten away with murder. You stole your education. You steal welfare. You steal medical care. And now you have the nerve to try to steal freedom of speech. You're not going to get away with it. I can guarantee you, you're not going to pull this one off. Norfolk, Virginia. Ingrid, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, sir. 2 points. Number one,
Ecclesiastes 3:7-8, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Dr. Savage, you are at the time to speak. You are the conscience of this nation. And, of course, because this is the most troubled time in our nation. Our nation has been almost in, if you go back in history, and you love history, sir, and we are almost in Hellenistic time. Pursue happiness. Never, never, sir, in the Torah was there anything to pursue a happiness. Actually, if you go into the book of Deuteronomy, it says, Tzedek, pursue righteousness. And somewhere, the age of permissiveness that started in the 1960s is following us, and we have a Congress, just like you say, sir, full of potheads, that all they're doing is pursuing and bringing this nation down.
How could Congress take the side of non-citizen criminal aliens against the American people? How could the President of the United States take the side of illegal alien criminals against the voter of the American people? The American people. How is it possible that we wound up with complete frauds running everything?
Sir, because the only thing they have in their mind is their convenience. They do not have a foresight or insight even into their grandchildren of what's happening in this nation.
That's right. Now, wait, this is an important one. Don't these leaders have children and grandchildren? Don't they see the future? Do they want to turn this country into a third world cesspool without freedom for their own grandchildren? Who do they think? Let me start with this. God bless Nancy Pelosi and her family. She's a grandmother. Doesn't she see the future she's trying to bring upon America and what it will do to her own descendants? Still waiting for Al Sharpton and Reverend Jackson, as you well know, great defenders of African Americans, to say one word about the execution style murders of three middle-class black college students by an illegal alien out on parole in Newark, New Jersey. And these are the same despicable reverends who were so vociferous in their hatred of Don Imus, purely out of jealousy, by the way, but have nothing to say about execution, the execution of middle-class black college students. What does that tell you about the so-called establishment for every segment of the society and every race? I think pretty much can put two and two together, that it's all a sham. We have a real treat for you right now, which is we have a live microphone inside the chambers of the San Francisco City Supervisors right now, and they're getting ready to vote on this resolution condemning me. These are the people who have lauded Hugo Chavez, the dictator, fascist. But listen to this. What you're going to hear are people speaking in the chambers during public opinion. Go ahead, please.
In your constituency, which is the youth of the city and county of San Francisco. My name is Harris Tabak. I live in the Lower Haight, and I'm a criminal defense lawyer in this city, and I've been doing that for about 24 years. And I can assure
good
you
boy.
Of one thing, and that is yes. that the overwhelming what? Majority of people uh-huh. who find themselves uh-huh. prosecuted in the criminal justice system
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
have no college education.
Oh.
Most have not even finished high school.
I see. So what, we should grant them degrees from Berkeley for being a criminal? Hey, wait a minute. That's a novel idea. Take every felon and give them a PhD from Berkeley.
To both commit crimes and to find themselves in the criminal justice system.
Liberalism is a mental disorder, and these bleeding heart liberals belong in a straitjacket.
That our young people are faced with. To have
young people? Shut this vermin off. Get him off my show. This is the kind of thing that passes for intelligence in San Francisco. Bleeding heart liberals bleeding all over each other and bleeding all over the streets. You hear what Sherlock came up with? The highest percentage of people in our criminal justice system have no college degrees. So the conclusion is what? Let me see if I can figure that one out. They're too stupid, drug addicted, or selfish, or deranged, and have no discipline, and consequently they're criminals, and therefore what? You should arrest the people with college degrees? Just what is this defense lawyer getting at? I live in an insane asylum. I live in a total insane asylum. It's a hate crime to hate crime, writes a blogger. It's a hate crime to hate crime, says Aaron B. Sam, .blogspot.com. It said that it's not a hate crime to hate crime. I actually hate crime, and he wants to know how it could be a hate crime to hate crime. He quotes me, he says, the strikers owe the U.S. taxpayer reimbursement for their college degrees and any other public benefits they may have caged over the years here illegally. Then they should be deported. So for that reason, I'm being condemned by these illegitimate? Well, I'm actually proud to be condemned by the people who laud Hugo Chavez. At least you know where you are, you see. Play the feed now again. Go back to the hall.
Whatever changes on the property to make it better, but it needed it landmarked first.
All right, a bleeding heart liberal defense attorney who can't do anything else, so he culls the bottom of the barrel for public funds in order to defend them. That's who they are. Loser attorneys who can't get jobs in major firms usually wind up taking these pro bono kind of cases, or they go to work for a public defender's office in order to get a little bit of money. They got to make 20, 25 grand a year somehow. So they take these cases, then they couch it in liberalism, that they're for the downtrodden. They're down with the people. Los Angeles, KLAA. Greg, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage. It's come to my attention that you're basically being economically impeded by what the San Francisco county rat bastards have done. Frankly, you got sued already, man.
Well, you see, you're saying by trying to tar brush me with a lie, they're impeding my economic advantage. Isn't that what you're saying?
Correct. They're already costing you money.
Well, we'll find that out soon enough. And if that is the case, we're going to sue Sandoval Daily and the city of San Francisco. As you well know, I'm very well represented by good legal talent. KNEW, San Francisco. Lee, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. Michael, I just wanted to tell you to hang in there with what's going on with Sandoval. And I also wanted to suggest to you to pursue legal action against Sandoval. You know, I had a similar situation at UC Berkeley with the Students for Justice in Palestine there, one of their leaders, one of their board members. And I sued him, and I got a monetary judgment against him. And I think
are you a professor over there? I mean, I don't want to get into details.
Well, I write for Front Page Magazine. I'm one of their
oh,
writers.
Oh, okay. And they sued you, saying you defamed the Palestinian murderers.
Sorry, I'm sorry, I missed what you said.
The Palestinian murderers said that you defamed them by calling them Palestinian murderers.
Well, that among other things. I mean, actually, what they did was they put up a website called Lee Kaplan Watch, and they started claiming I'd been sued for libel, which I never had been.
Oh, and you sued them and won. Isn't that nice? So there's a precedent. That's terrific.